Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Here, our waters are splashing and rejuvenating. Our history is for seeing and experiencing. Our theme parks are for riding and sometimes flying. And our great outdoors are yours for exploring and restoring. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Welcome to Four-Sided Dive, Critical Role's monthly talk show featuring a roundtable discussion about the events and characters of our current campaign, alongside a heavy helping of hijinks. Four-Sided Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role and youtube.com/Critical Role, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. Let's dive into the chaos.
Doesn't matter.
Was it a zebra print?
I think it was something.
It had texture to it.
Some kind, you know, of we should really zoom and enhance.
Yeah. Or not.
You look good in it, though.
As oh, always. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
thank
as always.
You. I've been
yes.
working on my.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, cutting this off right now. We're just going ahead, okay. And there's extra dice in here. I'm just going to take these, and we're done.
I want to roll the D6, though.
No. Okay.
All right, here we go. Travis, wait. Get in here.
Okay. Which one do you want?
No,
booger
no,
or
you
blood?
Pick.
Take the diarrhea.
I'll take
yellow
that
one.
Oh, wow. You just rolled a natural 20. You
oh,
just rolled a natural
20. We're counting
rolled
that.
You rolled it, bitch.
You rolled it.
All right.
I'm sure nobody else will get a 20. You'll be fine.
Well, let's see.
Ooh.
Oh,
it's Sam.
Damn.
It's Sam.
Yes. It's me.
Yes.
I'm the host.
Yes.
I mean, hooray, I'm the host. Do I come right here? Is there a spot? Is this it? Am I
You're
standing
past
in
it? You missed it.
You should.
Take
Hello,
a step back. It's January 3rd, 2023, and I am Sam Riegel, your 10th tavern keeper. And gosh, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. Why, I
sat around in my underwear all day, wondering why I'm like this.
Can you believe it? Anyway, back to the show. Ashley Johnson is back on the dive, and in honor of her coin flip heard around the world, I'm going to flip a coin to determine how I'm going to read the rest of the cold open. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
If it's heads, I'll read it as drunk Jimmy Stewart.
Oh,
if it's
wow.
tails, I'll read it as drunk Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
I don't do wow. impressions.
Wow.
I am bad at
my heads.
What heads? What is that?
That's Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart? Oh, I'm not a crook.
Murray.
Nope.
Murray.
Is,
do you want the moon, Murray? Because I'll throw a lasso around for
it. It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life.
Clarence.
They sound the same. Jennifer Coolidge sounds the same.
Maybe.
All right, I'll try. Oh.
I want a hot dog real bad.
What is that? Is that Jennifer Coolidge or Jimmy Stewart?
Just sound like Fern if you want to do Coolidge.
I'm stuck a sword inside a mystery hole. And surprise, surprise, you got a fancy little prize. A magic sword named Seedling. Leo O'Brien's
keep
gonna
it going
to tell
keep
us
it
all
going.
About that mystery hole in just a bit. Glug, glug, glug. Also, Chudney totally wolfed out and attacked the party. This is not resembling
it's going,
anything.
It's going great, Adam
it's
Sandler.
Really so good.
Attacked the party,
yeah, totally.
And it was super shocking because, oh, don't sell the bank. Is that
new and Irish?
Because that had never happened before.
Who's
it will
this?
Never happen again, right, Travis Willingham? Finally, I want to tell you a little story. Well, once upon a time, there was this big angry bird that took a shit on my head for what I assume were obvious reasons. And I thought, this is the single worst thing to ever happen to me. I think I'll make this part of the backstory of Campaign 3. And so I did, end of story. Don't go far after the break because we'll be playing Quiplash 300 Jackbox. Oh, that word is fun to say in this accent. Jackbox. Jackbox, Jackbox. Welcome to Four-Sided Dive. Let's fucking do a show.
Woohoo!
Hi, welcome back. Hey. I was expecting like something
you gotta make
more
them comfortable.
Like, hey, welcome back to Foresighted Dive. I'm Sam Riegel, your host. I don't know. Just that's good. Just yeah. Welcome back.
Freestyle.
Let's begin the night. First of all, before we do anything, my impression was atrocious. Can I hear what Jennifer Coolidge actually sounds like?
Oh, I don't know. Sounds a little bit like
okay.
Ashley on Thursday night.
I want a hot dog real bad.
And then oh, how yeah. Do,
and what does Jimmy Stewart sound like?
Murray, you want the moon,
that's
Murray?
That's so good!
Because I'll throw a lasso around for
this.
You.
You want the moon?
Yeah, it was wasted on you, basically.
It was.
Yeah.
Let's begin the night's discussion with our open segment. What the fuck is up with that? We're gonna discuss events that happened in the last few episodes, and it's a free-for-all. The first topic that I'm supposed to tee up organically is that...
Yes! This is my favorite card.
This is my
the
nightmare.
The Gorgonay.
Wow!
Whoa!
No. I'm falling apart!
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
The Gorgonay get-together. Yes. All of the wolves and stuff. We, Bell's Hells, encountered all these werewolves, and we had to go on, like, a mission for you. How was that?
Boy, that
that's
was
the
fun.
Question.
That was dope. I was hoping it wouldn't just be werewolves, so it was nice that it was a bunch of other were-creatures.
Oh, it was were-things, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was
yeah.
a were-boar, a were-bear.
Huh?
A were-panther.
Yes. Anything else?
A were-deer.
There was?
No.
What's the pronunciation of, is it lycanthrope? Is that it?
Lycanthrope?
As opposed to?
Lycanthrope, lycanthropy, for werewolfism.
Lycanthropic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm liking it.
I'm liking
oh,
it too.
Oh, boy.
Was it? Gross.
Cheese sandwich.
Did you, you'd been gunning for that place for a while.
Well, it also just felt like the thing that Chetney had to check out because it was full of Gorgonay, which I, again, was hoping it would be like something that would kind of unlock it a little bit. Because Chetney just, he got bit by a wolf.
How long ago?
Like how recently was he turned into
yeah,
a werewolf?
Yeah, like is he a new werewolf?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's like months. A couple, maybe.
Oh,
maybe,
wait, have we
maybe,
heard this?
Oh.
I think
we
so.
We have heard this.
Yeah, like it's been.
Oh, it's been.
Yeah, it's been a number of weeks since you looked at me.
Jimmy Stewart? Oh, Mary.
I like the lyrics.
Chetney.
It's been a number
Chetney.
Of weeks since you looked at me.
yeah, it's like he was up in the Savalier Wood where it all happened. There were some blood hunters up there, Claret Order people, and they essentially are like, this was not given to you as a planned thing. So if you're going to keep it, you have to prove that you can control it. We're going to be watching you closely. You have to take like active steps to make sure that it's reined in and that you don't spread it.
Or else what?
Or they'll kill you.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it is a curse in that if you change and you can't control it and you start biting fucking people and then they change.
It gives them a bad name.
Yeah, well, it's a spread, like kind of like a virus in that way.
Do you know how to change a person?
Yeah.
Have you changed a person?
Yeah. I don't know.
So there's a mechanical
Listen, Dracula
process.
Listen, talking about his wives, all right?
What if a werewolf bites a werebear?
Yep. It's kind of like Underworld.
So there's no boar-bears?
Boar-bears?
No boar-bears?
Oh, boar-bear.
You know what?
Boar-bear. Were-boar-bear.
We won't know until we try.
I feel like we talked about this. Well, yeah. Where you kind of turn into... the thing that you want to turn into? No. This is Danny's shaking
Wait,
his head.
Is that not true?
No, we did. We talked about it somewhere. I don't know what dimension it
I
was
think
in.
We
but...
were, no, I think we were in game and we were conjecturing, like, why are there so many different
it was
species?
In game.
Yes.
Or different types. Like, if I wanted to be a were-puma, could I be?
Yeah.
But then they explained to us, no, it's whoever bites you, you turn into that thing.
That's right.
Strains
of lycanthropy.
Yes.
Who would you be? Who, what kind of were beast would you be?
In real life?
In real life. Not the characters, but like your...
Does it have to be a predator? Can it be a prey animal?
You can do whatever you want. There's no rules. You can be whatever creature beast you want.
But it's got to be a hybrid, so you're going to, you know... If you pick a weasel, you're going to be teeny tiny.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
I can see myself being a were-rat.
Yeah.
Feels right. for me.
You could be a were-rat, yeah.
I want something that can fly. Can you be a were, a were-eagle? Is
fly.
That a thing?
Why not?
Fly, Mary, fly. Fly, Mary. Oh, jeez. But now we're getting into Aarakocra land.
Hmm. Oh, that's true. That's not really a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's a smorgasbord.
Anyway.
Before we stop talking about the Gorgine.
We're not.
What about that fight at the end? So much fun.
Yes. Oh, against Chetney.
That was great. Everybody should have at least one moment in their lives where Matt Mercer leans across the table, hands you a piece of paper that's just instructions to fuck up the rest of the table.
Yeah, yeah.
What were your powers?
I misread it at the top because it said it was like Chitney Unleashed.
So no
like,
way! Yes! Did he change the font for Unleashed to some sort of...
I think it was just italicized.
Okay, okay.
And then it said, I think I have 58 hit points. And it said 60 hit points. And I was like, oh, okay, it's a measly bump, but it was an additional 60.
Oh.
So as I got all the way down to, I think, like 7 or 12 hit points. And then I was rereading it while everybody else was going. I was like, oh, I've got much more on top of this. So it was extra hit points. And then there was that howling ability where you would let out a horrifying howl. And if you failed, you would be scared or frightened for
a
minute.
And you had legendary...
I had 3 legendary resistances.
That's the best.
And 3 legendary actions every turn.
Ooh.
And there was the howl would take 2 of the 3 if you did it.
Dang.
Yeah,
oh, my dead. God.
And you never get to do that again. That's not a thing that you can access on the regular.
It was implied in the story that it was the spirit of the moment.
Sure, but I want to see that again.
But that could be what you're building to. I mean, you will get there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe the next time the moon does flare.
We will see
Cajun
what happens.
I think it's a gift. Anytime Matt turns to one of us and says, okay, you now are gunning for the party, go for it. Like, I love it. Yeah. I don't hold back. I'm like, you figure it out. I'm coming for you.
I only had one goal, and that was to try and, like, patty-cate everybody once. Like, just get hands
on
each one of you once.
It's real fun.
But fucking Laura was like, what? Like 70 feet up in the air. You're jumping all over the goddamn
place. It's hard. I've fought the party, too, and it's very hard to
fight.
Right. They're powerful.
Good. They're good. I can see why it's tough.
Yeah.
And you all move in unexpected ways. I feel like we all work in concert and symphony when we're together, but just being in opposition, it's like, I can't read their minds anymore. I'm disconnected from the flow.
Were you that night and all your Chitney nights living, like this is 7 years in the making of your love of werewolves.
Oh.
Yeah.
More than that.
To turn into like a 60-foot tall werebeast or whatever it was.
Yeah, look, I'm out there living my best life, you guys. Listen, my first, like lovey, like snuggy, soft animal was like a little blue panda. But then after that, for like 6 years, it was a little plastic werewolf toy that was based off the Wolfman.
You like cuddled like an action figure?
I took him to church in the mornings. I took him to school.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah,
what
it
was
is.
His name?
And I'd like show him to people and they'd be like, oh, okay. very like Wednesday Adams-ish.
Amazing.
Know?
Did you have a name for this creature?
No, just what he's
Wolfie.
He's a fucking werewolf, Ashley. You don't give him names.
Well, I give all of my babies names, my
he's
creatures.
He's not a baby,
and
he's a killer.
Okay.
Wow. How old were you when you were carrying this killer around?
23.
30.
No, I think I was definitely younger than 10. All right. So along with Top Gun being my favorite movie, sure. Teen Wolf was number 2.
Mm-hmm. You're a simple man.
Oh,
I literally watched
right.
until the
that.
VHS broke. Mm-hmm. And the Teen Wolf cartoon, which Taliesin and I share a love for, I would get up every morning on Saturdays and watch. And one morning I took brown Crayola marker and drew brown
nice.
Hair all over my body
you
and my tidy whities. Yeah, and cut little fingernails and scotch taped them to my fingers. And my mom woke up and she was like, why? What are you doing?
Like, I'm a werewolf, Mom.
Yeah, it goes real deep.
Speaking of Wednesday Adams, you should watch Wednesday. There's werewolves in it. Spoiler.
There are?
Spoiler.
Okay.
Check it out. Also, after that fight, you, young man, you've got a little sword, a little tiny sword to go with your tiny little hands.
It's my same sword. But the gods were watching and blessed it.
Yes. And what, do we know what it can do? We know that it can do you see, vines.
He's toyed around with it in front of you guys. It can slash and send like a gust of slicing air. I'm not going to remember any of the ranges or numbers, but out. So he has a tiny bit of added range.
Cool.
When he's sword fighting.
Oh, so it's like a ranged weapon now?
Slightly. It just, okay. If someone's like 15 feet out of reach, they no longer are.
Amazing.
A number of times. And then I can sort of Spider-Man out some grasping vines.
That's great. And what's it called again?
It's got a long Seedling, name. The Wayward Pilgrim.
Yes, it's got a, it's got a subtitle. Yeah.
Oh, is that a common or a colon? Seedling.
Or parentheses.
Dash.
I think I used a comma. I don't think in D&D it matters.
It matters to me.
I literally need to know.
Use different punctuation every time.
No.
Speaking of punctuation, I'm organically segueing to us talking about
fluid.
Those sacred texts that we got privy to when we went to Plain Rider Rin and folks.
Wait, I have a more important question. Why are you all dressed like blueberries?
You did not get the memo.
Listen, blue jeans, you're in this too.
Yeah.
These are the most common thing on planet Earth.
Because we were saying in the lobby, it's beginning to look a lot like
cowboys.
Yeah! Cowboys, I can hit it.
Great pitch, great vibrato.
You just look like you're in an a cappella group.
I know, we all did. We all
City Boys.
Just figured it
That's
out.
That's my group.
I know.
All right, I'm sorry. CD. Back to the...
We went and we got some revelations about sacred texts. We learned some stuff about moons. We got some lore. We met Plane Rider Rin. We heard about primordial titans and gods working together, the founding, all this stuff.
Predathos.
Which it's hard for me to say. Predathos?
Predathos.
I still feel like there should be a snappier one-syllable nickname.
You know, it's like...
Doth?
Yeah, sure.
It feels... Doth. It always trips me out when we get a deep-seated secret that Mercer has been just... casually holding on to for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
A decade. Like, Plain Rider Inn was very quickly in one of the books, I think, or just mentioned once in Vox Machina, right?
Plain Rider Rin was mentioned. I should probably be on camera
for this. We met Plain Rider Rin before, right?
No,
in campaign two, they came up again.
Plain Rider Rin was mentioned in the original Tal'Dorei guide.
We never met them.
No. But then in campaign two...
We read something about them.
In campaign two, y'all went to her
that
sanctum.
Chamber in the elemental plane of fire is where Luke got killed.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And then, the second we apparated there and he started narrating like Volcanic, I'm like,
you did.
I know we are.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
100%.
Yeah, bad memories there. But we made some good memories now, too. Thank you, Danny.
I feel like there is a long game that he is just. Maybe starting to show a little bit more of. You can't just sneak somebody in like that in three campaigns and them not
being
have
something.
Yeah.
And the stuff that he was talking about, things coming from beyond the stars. I don't know. We're getting into alien shit now, right?
Is that what it fucking feels like?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to space.
For sure.
You think we're going, for the moon?
I mean...
But that's near space. He's talking about, like, intergalactic shit.
Yes.
Who knows how far out we'll get. We might just go out to the moon and look from there.
Some
of it should is connected. I mean, Dunamancy is, you know, he's talked about how that's like gravity and time and it's physics, you know, right? It's astrophysics and the threads of fate, like all of it's interwoven. All of it's, and there's the mesh butterfly net around Rudis, whatever the fuck it is.
The divine gate.
So he's been... keistering all this information for years, game he hotboxed us.
Oh God!
He definitely reinserts all the secrets he keeps in his keister before every game.
But Dunamis, it came. We already knew, sort of, at least in a metagame world, that it came from elsewhere, right? Like it came to Exandria, like those shards.
No, I mean, I think Dunamancy is part of existence itself, is what's been implied.
But like the shards came from elsewhere.
The beacons are, well, I'm starting to wonder if those are like little rabbit pellets that were shot out by Predathos when he ate a couple
gods. Yeah, not just pieces of the Luxon, but like something. Yeah,
well, the Luxon is just
their holy thing from beyond, yeah. and it's not any more detailed than that. Yeah. And now we're
It was here first. Yeah. They were like, the Luxon was here, and then the world started to come into shape.
So you think Predathos pooped out Dune
What if Predathos is like a Silver Surfer? What's his name? Big dude. Galactus.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if
Eater of Worlds.
Yeah,
that's my theory.
Nice. Oh, that's your theory. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't fucking know.
That means it's true.
Wait, but I feel like you Definitely know more...
I don't know shit.
You
Matt
don't?
Keeps me in the dark about everything until it gets revealed on stream.
But you know far
we'll
more
find
detail
out,
you know
don't
the,
you lie.
Combined than all of us.
The
so
way
your theories
your brain
are pretty
works.
Founded in reality.
Oh, God.
She's fake reality.
She's coming in.
Flying into Danny.
Let's drop some lore.
Wait, what? What'd you say to me?
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Travis.
Tell us everything you know about Critical Role.
Okay, so... In the beginning, there were these gods, and they came to this place.
Did we know, Danny, that primordial titans and gods had been working together ever
No.
before?
No, that
that's
was,
news.
They were
that was
the earliest foundation, one of the earliest foundation myths that is told in Exandria is that the primordials hated the gods, and so the gods fought and that's how the schism happened, was that some of the gods were like, fuck the primordials, they suck. Some of the other gods were like, no, we agree with them, we need to leave, and all of that stuff. And that's where the schism happened, so they could seal away the primordials and protect their creations.
But I guess before that, all the gods and the titans were all on the same team.
That it was is kind of before that it was sort of implied that they
like
didn't like each other. Yeah, they were coexisting.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like the primordials ever liked them. Primordials is really hard to say repeatedly.
Sure.
By the way,
we'll talk to Matt about it.
And even if there are like two dozen deities between the betrayer gods and the prime deities, swallowing two of them.
Yeah, that's intense.
Is pretty impressive. That's a big deal.
We're talking about. Like an interstellar food chain. Forget words like gods and primordials. They're all just powerful beings of different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And Predathos, whatever he, she, it is, if it's another, if it's the Luxon or the Luxon came from it, or if there's, who knows how far that scales up. But something came from beyond that was bigger and more fearsome than what we refer to as the gods of this world. And I think we have to assume that somehow the Luxon came out of its ass.
Definitely assholes were involved. Speaking of assholes, what I'm curious about is what you guys think Bell's Hell's reaction to all this will be. Because, like, we have been playing this game now for years and years and years, and it's hard for us to comprehend. Bell's Hell's is newly formed and doesn't know anything. So, like, what are we going to do with this information? It's not like we know that we can even talk to gods or go to other planes. We, other than Fern... Have any of us been to other planes and other than this trip to the fire plane, I guess? Right? We're in the fire plane right now.
Elemental plane?
Yeah.
Currently.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have
Wait,
you been to other
Forum
planes?
Was not?
No.
Have I?
Yeah.
You went
well,
to the Fae Realm.
From the Fae Realm.
You've been there, though, right?
Yeah. To the Fae Realm? Have I been?
For sure. Get the fuck out of here!
Have you been faking us this whole time?
We'll see.
What does that mean?
No, I've been there.
I'm just fucking
I've been there.
I don't trust Fern for
Have
shit.
Have you been to other planes?
I love it.
No.
I'm 1,000 years old.
How do you... No, I do not trust him.
What do you mean? I'm only like 400. I'm not 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Who knows where
You've
I've been.
You've been to other realms.
You don't remember any of your program... Anything that Letters did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whoever
but
he did
but
it
I, See, that's... I'm in a place of conflict because we're in Eos, sort of. We're near Eos. Where I can learn a lot about myself, but we've got other shit to do.
No. You got to learn about yourself,
but
man.
But we have other
because,
shit to do.
Yeah, right, time. But what if we need to find the thing that unlocks your superpower?
That would be nice.
And then it's like, okay, we got to
like, I also kind of ruined going back to the university for us.
Did you?
I mean,
no, you
that woman is never going to let us through the front door again.
No, we tried to really actually befriend her.
Yeah.
Plus, we did befriend her, and she, whether she realized it or not, accepted a bribe.
She did.
So she's now.
Oh, that's.
And there's
right.
also
yeah, blackmail. Oh,
if she's really a scholastic person, like you should give her a peek behind the curtain and be like, I am of an earlier time than this, sure. You should study me and help me learn about myself.
They should take me to the lecture hall and
don't
and
put yourself second. Prioritize you.
There it is. Put your really needs up at therapy. The top.
Yeah, man.
Thanks. All right, I'm supposed to talk about other stuff. Could Rin and the Grim Verity be wrong about anything? That's out of context. Do we believe these interpretations of the texts and the gods' intentions? I don't know. These are just random questions that I'm reading.
Wait. Can I ask a question before we do this? Just to disregard your menu.
Thank you.
Okay. So on the moon, there's a latticework. It looked like there was a city up there, whatever the fuck that means. I don't think I've asked you guys, what do you think that is?
Is it part of Predathos? Is Predathos a city? We can't have two moving cities in this world, can we?
I thought that someone got up there and built it ages ago, but now I also wonder if a hunk of the world got knocked off and somehow
a city survived.
And getting then, turned into a moon, though?
Did Matt imply also that Predathos was making other beings? Like his or its very power like creates other creatures or beings around it? Didn't he say something like that?
Oh.
Or am I imagining this?
I don't remember.
This feels familiar.
Last calendar year, so I don't really know.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I feel like that sounds familiar.
There was an implication that that he was able to create beings and things like that.
Yeah.
I think there's a possibility that these are maybe people that were of the faith of Predathos. And so in order to keep, this isn't just my theory.
Are you on camera right now?
Just stay.
Just say what you just said again, but on camera now.
I just have a theory that maybe the city on the moon is possibly the followers of Predathos. Mm. They were imprisoned with him because faith, if you consider faith as something that helps a god grow and it gives a god power, then if you take away the people that had faith in him and just put them somewhere else, then it becomes their own little world. But if that faith has continued growing, and if there are people with him on the moon, maybe that's one of the reasons that Ruidus
is Predathos a god, though? He's a god eater.
I don't know. We don't know enough. That's why this is just a theory.
If you're just joining us, by the way, this is not a religion podcast. This is Foresighted Dive with Travis, Sam, Liam, and Ashley, and our special lore keeper, Danny.
We're talking
about different things from Bell's House.
What do you think of the Lutheran religion?
Well, here, you know what? Let me rank my top favorite and my least favorite religion.
Yes, I too think it might be a part of the world exploded and put into orbit.
I think so, too.
That's what I think, too.
Orbit.
The other side of the world.
Milwaukee would definitely survive if the land underneath it erupted and flew into space.
Milwaukee would.
Which means Odahan Thule and everybody that wants to unleash Predathos means they want to press the reset button?
Yeah, maybe they are new Predathans.
Predators.
Predators.
That's an interesting theory.
It did say that there was somebody, I don't remember, in the last episode was like maybe Odahan Thule found a new god because she was originally very into the Dusk Maven.
Right.
And then seems to have lost her faith in the Dusk Maven. And I don't remember who said it, but somebody was like, well, maybe she found a different god to worship.
She was messing with the Matron of Ravens.
And one of the gods... Sorry, you go.
No, maybe they're just like siphoning power, like mining from the moon. Yep.
From that hunk of moon?
From that hunk of moon.
And that...
Hydrogen too.
There's so many unknowns. I want to go up there so bad.
I want to go up there so bad.
But how?
We're going to go up there.
We need a spaceship.
Yeah, we don't really know what's going on yet at all.
We don't have spaceships, right?
Why not?
Can we teleport?
There's got to be.
There's got to be something.
There's no air. Do you know?
I don't need air. Maybe my guy doesn't need air.
There are spell workarounds for that.
If there's a city up there.
It's true.
We got to be able to get there.
Yeah.
You just got to walk.
Yes, ma'am.
Like someone's gone up there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with you.
Maybe that should be the rest of the campaign.
We just build a spaceship. Let's start a space program. We'll call it
BASA. Bell's Aeronautics and Space Administration.
BASA.
Let's see what else is on the menu tonight.
You know, wait, I'm going to backtrack. Odahan Thule, Danny, you were saying, used to be interested or follow the Matron.
And one of the two gods that was ate up by the Predator
became
was yeah. a god. It was matron adjacent. It was Fate and
Winter.
Winter. Which
and
is
then the other
order
one was
order and
oh. death. Order and death.
No, it wasn't death. No. Hang on, I don't remember what the other one was. Give me a second. I'll pull up my notes.
But the Matron of Ravens seemed to be taking on the responsibilities of
the vacated.
Some of the ones who had died.
Well, but the matron also replaced
yeah,
a different
she
matron.
She replaced someone at like the midway point of our epic history, not at the beginning.
Yeah. Yes.
She ascended.
This is hundreds of years later that the matron of Ravens came into being.
Matron, the mage, just that was during the end of the Age of Arcanum that woman, mystery woman ascended, got rid of whoever the last person was.
Just before the calamity kicked off.
Raven the same as the Dusk Maven? Of Ravens?
Yes. Dusk Maven and Matron Raven.
Dusk Maven and Matron Raven.
Just different
names. Same. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because why not, Matt? Why not give us more names
like,
to remember?
Like Wild Mother and
Wood.
Cheryl are the same.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
There's what it was. Ephidoth oversaw darkness and winter. Vordo oversaw fate and order.
Vordo. That's not a good name.
Hey, I'm Wordo.
That's a bad dude.
I'm going to get some smokes.
There go those impressions.
Boy, I'm great at voices. sort of off topic, if I may change the topic.
Is this a curveball?
This is a curveball that I'm throwing you guys, and
whoa.
Not because it's at the bottom of this page.
Oh, okay.
Not allowed.
Getting away from the heady topics of gods, we had a fun gambling episode. How fun was that?
So fun.
Do you guys gamble in real life? Like, do you go to Vegas? Do you? Yeah.
I mean, yeah. When in, isn't the expression when in Vegas?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What stays in Vegas? Stays in Vegas?
Yes.
What stays
That's
in
what
Rome stays in
what
Rome.
What stays in Vegas?
Are you a big gambler, Liam? You don't seem like a big gambler.
I find it super boring.
Super boring.
I had a lot of fun playing at the table that night, but like people who are really good at it, I know there's skill at being able to read other people. I get that. But at that point, it's just a full-time job. And I like my full-time job. I don't want to spend days, hours, months, years learning how to count the cards in a game of blackjack.
Yeah. Well, and that's so
it's the studying that gets you about gambling.
Some games you play against a person, and then most of the time you're playing against like the house. Or just odds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like if you don't study, you're just throwing your money in the shitter.
That's okay too, though, sometimes.
Is it?
Well, if you go and you're like, I've got $80, I'm going to lose this tonight. And that's okay. I'll have fun doing it. You can't just let yourself do that.
Have you ever done a trash slots run? Like you go to the slots area of the casino and there are like stages. First you pick the trashiest slots you can find. There's always like Viking lover, and then like the werewolf princess, and they are some smutty ass slots.
There's some good ones.
Oh yeah, and then you evolve to like I'm gonna go to the pop culture slots. You find the Ghostbusters slots. There's a whole art form to this. You just gotta go on
a
curated slots run.
I'd rather take that $80 to $150 and go see a show.
Ugh, culture schmulture.
Well, yeah,
but it can be a stupid show.
You can go to a show in Vegas.
I have, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I did when
it depends,
we went
you
there.
Can, you can lose it so fast, and that's what's so sad.
I like playing craps.
Because then you're like, well, the fun is over so fast.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like craps because it takes a little while to lose it, and also you feel like you're part of something, a community.
That's the one where you throw the dice?
Yeah, you throw the dice. I don't know how to play, but when everyone else cheers, I cheer too, and I feel like I'm part of it.
You feel like you're part of something?
Yeah.
Do you go to the craps table and just stand around even though you're not playing?
I don't know. I do what the guy next to me is doing.
Oh, you just mimic the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then I feel like I'm part of
something.
That's
a good idea.
That's good. Do you know anything about the craps table?
There's pass.
The cum line.
Something else.
Okay. What line?
The cum line.
Okay.
What?
That's yes, what I thought
that's
I heard.
That's also the name of my autobiography.
You know who does love to gamble? Laura Bailey.
Oh,
yeah.
Does she?
I said,
What's
I said
her game?
This outside. She loves craps. Uh-huh. There's also Sicbo Dragon.
What?
Yeah. I think, if I remember, there's like a plastic dome and it's got three big dice inside of it. And he'll be like, all right, last call for bets. And then he presses the bubble, like kind of like sorry.
Board game, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Like when they land, you can win different things.
Whoa.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And do you blow on Laura's dice for her?
So, funny story. I am not allowed within a mile.
Are you a cooler?
When she is
Is that what it's called?
Gambling.
When you're bad
bring
luck?
Them down, she has called me a cooler, yeah, which is crap. She is...
She's a cooler? Are you accusing her of it?
I'm the cooler, apparently. One time, she was on some hot craps run. I had lost all my money and came back to see how she was doing the craps sale, and I was like, hey, babe. And somebody threw, like, snake eyes, and she was like, get the fuck out of here! Take your ass! And I was like, what? And so every time she's at the craps table
like
and I come like within 30, 40 yards of the table, she'd be like,
do not.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
How do you tell her it's time to go?
Nope. It's not time to go.
That's not surprising.
She tells you it's time to go.
The way she treats her dice on our make-believe game.
Yeah, and she doesn't even do it with like the grin of like, hi, my beloved. This is a funny joke between us. You should go because I want to enjoy myself. She's like,
So cut to 40 years from now, she's gonna be one of those biddies at the slots. Who's like,
Virginia
Slims. I'm using that one. I'm using that one. Get away.
These are all mine.
With the visor.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Oh, I can't
all
wait.
All about
she
it.
She loves.
I played war.
You can play war in Vegas?
At the Bellagio, they have war.
No, they don't.
It's a fun, yes, that's a fun game.
That is the only card game that I've played there, and it's so stupid.
Against the house or against another?
Against the house.
Wow.
So you're literally just flipping it over, and then, like, I put down $20, I lost it, like that, and then, I don't know, I lost half of it or something
then
like that.
Then I mortgaged my house.
I only played two rounds, and I got the money back, so I didn't make anything. I just walked out just
But you had a great
straight.
Time. For how long?
For 15 seconds.
Oh,
war well, that's... is so fast. All you do is just go like this.
I'd rather buy a Nintendo Switch.
Me too.
But, if you go to the nicer casinos, if you sit there for a second and lose plenty of money, then they comp you things, which is what we did in the game.
Amazing.
They'll bring you salmon sandwiches.
Water down
drinks.
True,
you'll get drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And maybe a room.
It's time for the Tower of Inquiry.
By the
way, if you or anyone in your family has a gambling problem, we'll put up a number to call.
Know your limit.
Yes.
Know your limit.
It's time for a pull from the Tower of Inquiry. One of us will pull a block from that tower, which we all discovered before the show started, is already leaning quite precariously.
The leaning tower of...
Someone's going to pull the block, read the number, and Danny's going to tell us the corresponding question and whom asked it. And if the Tower of Inquiry falls, consequences will befall for the one who ruins it. Bitter and salty consequences.
Uh-oh.
Coming up
salty.
On Four-Sided Dive.
Do we have to eat something?
Travis, you've been on fire tonight. Why don't you go pull that block?
I didn't know you were going to pick me.
Well, because you're energized tonight.
I can feel it.
You're itching to knock it down.
I don't want to knock it down. I wanted to end the year on a perfect
really?
Note.
Why were you farting and waving
end
at
the
it before
this
the show started?
This is a new
started.
Year.
You were fully farting
this
on it and making
one
it
the
wiggle.
Year.
Pick a heart.
Wow, this is so fucked. There's no way!
Yeah, we set you up for failure last
it's
time.
It's already jiggling just from
this
your
voice. This one's cursed. Okay.
Oh, really? You're gonna go for that one? Wow.
This is so broken. There's no
You already way. Touched it. You already touched it.
I like Ashley's made-up rules.
Yeah. You touched it. Now you got to take it.
Oh, you're done.
You're cooked.
I don't think if you touch it, you're... Isn't that a rule?
Oh, this is fine.
Am I making this up?
This is fine.
Oh, God.
I got to do it forcefully.
Oh.
Oh,
that was good.
Bitter and salty consequences.
Oh, no.
Well, Travis has ruined the Tower of Inquisition.
You must go to the consequences box.
It's right over there.
Oh, no, there are consequences
choose,
for
there,
your
there's
actions.
There's going to be sanctions for you in there.
It's true.
Got Gail. Whomever destroys the Tower of Inquiry in episode 10 of must do one of the following exercises every time they don't score the most points in Quiplash. What? 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups. Run once around the set, laughing like a little school child.
Wait, you're supposed to do all three of those or one of those?
I think you have to do all three.
All three.
You pick one
of
for every time
exercises.
That you don't win at Quiplash.
Quiplash okay. Coming up later
right,
on the show.
Tell me what...
This just applies to
just
me?
Just applies to you. You did your consequence. Tell me what that is.
You did a triathlon.
The one that I pulled?
The one you pulled. I think
we should
that
still
one.
Answer the question.
I think it was actually this one.
Was it?
33. 33! Okay. Sorry, Jackie Robinson. 42, baby.
Sports!
What genre of video game would your character enjoy? From Lena.
Thanks, Lena, for that great question.
Ooh.
A genre of video game.
Or would you be character? A top-tier Soul Calibur player?
For sure.
Soul Calibur. Nice.
Sims. I'm going to go Sims for Fern, because I think she likes to control shit.
What would you do with the Sims, though? Would you put them in weird positions and...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why, because you can. She could make little... She could put people up to no good. You want to go Sims?
Trap people in rooms with no doors and no food and no water.
Florida style?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Sims.
Like... What's the one where you build roller coasters or amusement parks?
Roller coaster tycoon.
Yeah, tycoon. Yeah, there you go. But
those are the,
only okay, men with wood.
Yeah.
None of this newfangled shit.
Cyclones, where it at?
No alloys.
I guess Fresh Cut Grass might enjoy either Duck Hunt.
Oh yeah.
Because they get to kill some birds. I think Duck Hunt or Hitman. Maybe, because I seem to be an assassin of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Were you an assassin, do you think?
Or were you a butcher?
Killbot.
I was a killbot, right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I don't know who I was assassinating, and I don't know if I've assassinated. I don't know if I was successful, but I want to know for sure I was.
Yeah.
Successful one.
We were at an arcade holiday party, and the Slaughterhouse game was there, and I forgot how amazingly simple and impossible that game is.
I've never seen that thing before.
Oh yeah,
that's
great.
The dark,
basically Jason Voorhees, but it's also super hard to play.
You just kill people?
Well, it's made like 1984 or something, so you're killing like monsters, but it's all like fleshy meat horror and stuff. It's pretty good.
You can also accidentally harm the people that are tied up in the room.
Yeah. Get another block. We're not playing the thing, but we need more questions.
Okay,
so just go get a block.
I will. All right.
Pull a block, Ashley.
Pull a block.
Don't let it fall.
Just pick one. Which one looks pretty? It could have just been from the pile. You don't have to play the game. You can do what you want.
Good job, Ashley.
51.
51.
Nice. Wait, these are actually carved in here.
Is that true?
Like
do you think
set...
they're carved or maybe burned in?
Probably burned in. Maybe that'd be a little bit. This was done by hand by somebody here.
Yeah, definitely by hand.
Yeah, these are cool.
Did it.
51.
I did. Yep. On the shitter.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Is that how Chenny makes?
I could really think about it. Just all shavings right into the commode.
Gross. What would be your character's favorite Broadway musical from Graceful Witch on Twitter?
Thank you, Graceful Witch. Thank
character's
you, Lena.
Favorite musical.
Favorite musical?
Beauty and the Beast. Tell as old as time, true as it can be. Better even friends than somebody else.
Disney's coming for us.
I'm sure that's legal.
That was definitely parody.
I think Starlight Express, because there's a lot of rolling around.
There you go. Maybe Billy Elliot, the musical.
Oh, yeah, because you're really good. Jumpy.
I love that movie.
God, I really don't know musicals well.
What'd you say?
I don't know musicals well.
What about Into the Woods?
Into the Woods seems right.
Feels like a little on the nose.
It does.
We don't want that.
Are there any musicals about
Hades Town?
Kleptomaniacs.
Hades Town could actually kind of work.
Okay. Just because of the word Hades, or do you know anything about it?
Who would you be in Hades Town? Who would Fern be?
La da 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 da.
I don't know.
One of the Fates.
Maybe one of the Fates. Maybe one of the Fates. See, you know all the people.
All right, one more block. Liam, come on. Before we go to the next thing.
Because Liam and I geeked out over Hades Down.
We listened to it two times in a row in an RV drive.
How did
27.
27.
27.
My age.
What would be your character's guilty pleasure reality TV show?
Wow. Ooh.
From CarolynLou53 on Instagram.
Similar, but all fun. Guilty pleasure reality show. Now, this is where Ashley
yeah,
shines.
You're gonna
you are
excel
the queen
here.
Of garbage television.
I don't know anything about reality TV.
I don't even want to hide it.
Survivor.
Like, I love reality yeah. TV.
You do, I know.
What is your primo reality TV right now? Is it Below Decks?
Yeah, Below Deck.
Wait, that's
love
a thing?
Below Deck.
I thought that was a cartoon.
Yes, no. It is like...
Lower Decks.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Should oh. Get your head
what does Below
ass.
Decks mean? Well, like,
below
what,
Deck
what happens
is like,
on it?
It's like the yacht and the people who oh. charter it, and then Below Deck,
so it's rich
the people,
people
who run it.
Chartering
it's like
yachts.
Downton Abbey. Oh. Downton Abbey's, but for boats. And it is mayhem. And it's delightful. Because everybody's living in very close quarters and they
it's
get up to
trashy,
it.
Snobby,
it's
rich
so
people.
It's so trashy. And the rich people are so annoying. Okay. If you think of something,
well,
say something.
I don't know anything about reality television. Is there one where you get to see people in therapy?
Yes. There's oh, so many.
Sure.
Oh my God. There is one that is so good. I think it's on Showtime. I think it's literally called Couples Therapy.
Yes, there is Couples Therapy. I think there's one called In Therapy. That
In
was
treatment,
an HBO show. In Treatment.
Which is a fiction show, which yeah. is great.
Couples Therapy is rough.
Couples Therapy is...
hard to watch.
Yeah, it's very hard to watch because you're like...
yeah, you're like...
But it's amazing because the
this
woman,
isn't about us, right, babe?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The therapist, though, she's incredible. She has like a... she's great. You should watch it. You learn a lot.
Chetney would not...
oh, like Home Improvement
sully
type him, shows,
sully
right?
himself with network television. It would be public access... and it would definitely be Bob Ross.
Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, not
yeah.
Bob Vila.
No, Bob Ross, the painter.
But what about Bob Vila? He does woodworking.
Yeah, like a bitch. Don't give me that amateur shit. I'm talking about artisan stuff. I'm great.
You hear that, Vila?
I can make a regular workbench.
Suck it. Suck it, Vila. No.
Sell me some aluminum siding, why don't you?
Wow.
Bob Vila. Wow. Remember the Lifetime stuff? Never mind.
I don't. By the way, if you're just joining us, this is not a show where we review reality television.
Yes, it is.
Could be.
This is about Bell's Hells yeah. and the Critical Role live play RPG
plus
series.
Bob Ross's hair, Chetney's hair.
Amazing. Wait, what is Chetney's hair? It's always covered under a cap. Does he have big, like, big hair?
He's got bushy 70s wire hair, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, chew on that for a minute.
Did we get an answer from Orem?
You'd have to help me. I know fuck all.
About TV?
Reality television.
Ninja Warrior?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's a good
yes.
one.
Okay.
American Gladiator?
What do you like,
MMA? Huh? What?
MXC?
What is MXC?
Oh, it used to be on
oh,
Spike.
My God.
It was the read, they dubbed over the, like,
oh, I remember that.
Obstacle where everybody got hurt before Wipeout. It was so great. Get it on.
Well, thank you, Lena, Graceful Witch, and CarolynLou53. And thank you, Knoxweiler Burf, for our incredible... laughing at the name Burf.
Huh?
I'm an asshole. For our incredible handcrafted Tower of Inquiry. And if you have an evergreen question for our Tower of Inquiry, or fuck it, not an evergreen question for our Tower of Inquiry,
whoa,
you can enter it... yeah, I can change the rules. I'm the host. You can enter it at critroll.com/tower. And with that, let's slide into the deep dive. Oh, this isn't, we just keep going on this
yes,
show?
Yes, we do.
Okay, yeah. And we're going to just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
Danny,
keep going.
Do the thing.
I'm doing the thing.
We're going to take turns pulling questions from
oh,
our
thank
tankers.
You, Danny.
And since I'm the tavern keeper, I'll be kicking this off.
Oh,
I will.
You know what I realized? The teleprompter, what
thank
it makes
you.
Me feel?
What?
Awful.
Why?
There's a roach on the bottom of my cup.
Is that real?
Why is there a rubber cockroach? Is that real? No.
No, it's not fine.
Okay.
I hate...
the cream-filled kind.
Hmm. What does the teleprompter make you feel?
The teleprompter makes me feel when you were in school and you had to read aloud... and like, you know, it would go down the desks like this. And
oh,
then
yeah,
you'd
yeah.
read like paragraph by paragraph.
And
then
closer.
You would have to read out loud and you'd be like, I would get so stressed out. Because you're like, I don't know if there's going to be a word in here that I don't know. And I'm going to say it weird.
Yep.
Says a lot about you.
I hate reading aloud. Ugh, I hate roaches too.
First question from the cups is for me. Shithead. What was the inspiration for Shithead, and what was that encounter like for you? So the inspiration, truth be told, was when we were getting our character art done of our characters. There was early design phases, which I don't know. Do we ever share like the early non-release?
Not yet.
I'd love to, though. Some of the early robot designs were so cool.
There were some cool
ones.
But while they were designing the characters for us, they said, does your character have any other accessories or any companions that we should also throw in there? And I was like, nah. And then a second later, I was like, oh, what if I have, because I've always shat on people's familiars, like Trinket and et cetera.
Yes, you have.
I was like, what if I have a familiar this campaign? And what if it's a bird? What if I just have a bird familiar this campaign? That would be fun. And so I had them design it, and then I was like, I hate familiars. I'm not going to do that. No. So I was like, I'm done with that. And so then I showed it to Matt, and I was like, I made this thing. I don't know what it is. Can you make something
Can you do
with
something?
This? And he was like, I got you.
Oh, amazing.
I just assumed it was another instance of like what you said about your quip ads, where you're like, sometimes it's for the audience and sometimes it's just for me.
It is. A little bit. Like, I told Matt, this is a bird. His name's Shithead. I don't know how it's going to come into the show, to the story, but I'll be ready for it. And he was like, okay, I got you.
Blended.
Oh, my God.
Let's pick somebody.
Clockwise.
Pick. You. Yeah.
To me.
Look how awesome your mug is, man.
I know. It's really so cool. Little flowers.
Orym's sword has gotten an upgrade. What is your favorite part of Seedling, the Wayward Pilgrim? And how does the name relate to Orym and Will?
I love spells. I love magic so much after Caleb. So I'm loving playing a fighter and having all those restrictions put on me and being clever without it. But I'm not gonna lie, I do miss spells. So I like having the grasping vine. And then I tried to think of a name. Matt told me I should think of a name too.
Ooh,
since
yeah.
he was like gifted. It wasn't like we were finding the Star Razor.
Yeah.
It was just my old
It was yours,
sword.
Yeah.
Was getting favored.
And so I just tried to think of something that kind of spoke to who Orym is, and I just thought I was batting around different versions of like how plants pollinate. They just like pick up a seed and blow it for miles, and then it like touches down and starts a new life. And I was trying to think of something along those lines.
That's wonderful and sweet.
Well, that's so wonderful.
He's a sweet guy.
That's a good answer.
Ah, he's a good guy.
All right.
I like your answer.
It's so pretty. I don't think I've seen
like
it in person before.
Too. Yeah.
Adorable.
Here we go.
What you got? Read it as Jimmy Stewart.
Yep.
Oh. What does Fern know about her grandmother's dealings? Does she truly believe that her grandmother will do them a favor with no strings attached?
I feel like you know more.
Yeah.
You've always known more than you let on.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you?
Do you? Okay, wait. I'm just looking at this. Yeah.
Oh, stall while you figure out how to answer the question.
This is four-sided dive. This
yes.
is where it comes out.
I think in Fern's eyes, Grandma can do no wrong. Grandma is amazing. And I believe she will help us.
No strings attached?
That I cannot answer.
What do you mean you can't answer? You can't answer or you won't answer?
In game and now, whenever you talk about this stuff, you get this devilish look in your eyes.
I do?
You
yes.
do. Oh, yeah. You curl up into a
For
smirk
sure.
and your eyes just yeah. go crazy.
Oh, I'm just a little imp. That's all I am, sitting over here. Yeah, I don't know. I love it. I love making you all uncomfortable. And I have found this to be a really weird during the game where I'm like, what can I do that will make everybody feel very squeamish?
can we ask this? Did you come up with who your grandmother is in relationship to Fern, or did Matt supply some DM extra DNA. Adding. Yeah.
Matt added some extra.
Okay.
Matt and I think Abria as well.
Oh, that's right.
So
because you came preloaded.
You know, playing with Abria first, which is like so much of Fern, I think, was also established with Abria because she has such a sense of playfulness as like a DM. And I think there, yeah, I don't know. I feel like so much of our characters were in EXU. Obviously, we had 8 games to kind of establish some character stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some of that stuff was already, I think, Matt and Abria had talked about. But a lot of sort of Nana's characteristics and sort of who she is and what she is. It's also me, too.
I think Nana is fucking dangerous.
No.
She's
that voice? He finally did the voice, and I was like, oh, fuck out of here.
I think that she is, at best, like, right in the center, true neutral, at best. And that Fern is like her darling little Rapunzel child, while she is dark, dark,
darling little imp.
Yeah.
Maybe she's using you as like a fishing lure.
Travis?
Oh, it's me.
Are you going to turn on us all? Is it coming?
We'll see.
Dive in.
Oh,
God. We'll see. Dive into the four sides.
Why do you think Ruidus was affecting Chetney specifically? Do you have any theories? Not really. I was surprised that the flashing red Ruidus made him freak out so much, but now that we know about Predathos and Vordo and what's the other one? Exo what?
Tigra.
Yeah, Tigra from
Thundercats. Yep, that one.
Yeah, I can't tell if Predathos is like growing in power and flashing, and it's like amplifying aspects of abilities on the surface of Exandria, or if that's a quality from two of the consumed deities and that's pulling it out. But if it's messing with Chetney, it's also got to be messing, well, we heard this from the Gorgine, it's got to be doing it on a worldwide scale. And if it's just a pulse, like what happens when it's constant or unleashed or something else, like
when
does Chetney just
removed?
Never come back? Yeah, so I don't know.
It didn't affect Chetney before, like you said, he's been wolfish for a few months and it hasn't pulsed before this point while you've been a wolf, right?
Well, Chetney turned when not Ruidus, but
Katha,
thank you. When Katha was highest in the sky, but like, you know, your classic transformation.
Sure.
But he still maintained control. This one was from a pulse of Ruidus on the ship against Orm and
Fern.
Yeah,
but that hasn't happened to him before.
No, that was the first time. Yeah. And he couldn't control it. That was
so are people somewhere up on Ruidus or somewhere starting to monkey around with their god machine or whatever it is, and they're like, all right, let's give it a test. For the first time ever. And it gave you a little Viagra shot in the gooly.
Or are people down on Exandria doing something that are making it flare, like with those
or
machines?
Or is Ruidus going, Chetney, time to franchise some more and get some more locations going, time to bite some folks.
Oh, wow.
Get a little subdivision action going.
That's exciting.
Yep. C-Pop Industries, makers of fine quality woodworking and also werewolves.
Oh, wow. Wow,
It's a pyramid scheme?
It's a pyramid scheme.
Amazing.
First level only costs $1,500.
Next question for
a nice
Sam Riegel.
Hi,
I'm Sam Riegel. FCG has taken an interest in cooking. What sparked this interest despite them being like unable to taste? Well, nameless person who asked this question, I would say that it's not despite them being unable to taste, but because of it. They, fresh cut grass, are desperate to do things like be able to smell, be able to taste, be able to feel love, the things that you all can do that I can't, and so, or be able to dream. So I think one way that they have figured out might be a thing that's achievable is to taste, maybe to taste things. So I think they're going to try to cook and bake to see if they can understand the mechanics of how taste works, and maybe that's something that I can learn as the campaign goes on. And also, there might be some special things that come with the cooking. If you
like
stay
real world food for us at the table?
Yep, say yep.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, let's say it's real shit. Now I have to buy food for you all.
We'll take baked products you from bake for,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Baked goods.
Well, you've been bringing in wood stuff. Maybe I can bring in
just baked stuff.
Yes.
Just offload it onto Q and don't tell her that was my idea.
Maybe we should just design our characters all such that we bring things to share at the table. Uh-huh. Like your character can be really into pizza.
Yeah, you be
your
pizza.
Character's into liquor.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's into like tomato soup. You bring sourdough bread bowls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. Should we go around? Oh, should we go around once?
Yeah, let's go around one more time.
Oh no. Puberty.
Okay. I want to trade.
Okay.
I'm gonna save that one for later.
You get one trade.
I think I covered that.
One trade.
I think I covered that already in our answers.
It was too close.
Orum made a wolf figurine for Chetney, but received a fairly brutal assessment of his woodcrafting skills. What was it like to receive that feedback from Travis, I mean the master craftsman? And why did Orum make the figurine in the first place? I mean, it went about as well as Orum expected. But he was just trying to repay Chetney's kindness because Chetney was very open and supportive and kind when Orum told Chetney about Will.
Yes.
And Orum never forgot that and wanted to repay him in a way that Chetney valued it. He obviously values wood and woodwork. Orum has been silly. Around.
I do love wood.
What a stupid thing. I love wood.
100 episodes of wood puns.
I love wood.
He's been around long enough to see Chetney dress down just about everyone they meet, so that was not unexpected, and he came prepared. But I was not joking at the table that night. I ordered a wolf. I should have brought it tonight. I ordered a wolf.
And it was
I got
too
it.
Good.
It just came.
Well, I mean, it's fine, but the wolf that. Yeah, it's too good.
You need to like drag it on the concrete a little bit.
Yeah,
to get it, to,
it was like leapfrogging what you brought in. Like I was like, I want to. It should look simple. I thought I picked a simple one, and now I've talked so much about it that I don't want to drag this poor Etsy store
artist.
Owner's thing in the for to be kicked around and like this sort of a comparison. So I'm just gonna keep it at home. You can imagine it.
Nice. Give it to me one day.
Ashew.
Ooh. Fern was able to talk to Laudna and Orum about the coin flip for their lives.
Oh, yeah.
How is she feeling about that coin flip now after having spoken with them? How did that decision affect her? Oof. That was... I couldn't even look at Marisha that game.
Really?
Oh, my God. And I was depressed for the whole week up till... Because I was like, I can't believe... I had to make this decision.
After you were depressed for a week after?
Oh my God, I just felt so bad.
Aww.
I was just like, I couldn't.
You didn't revel in it? Holding their lives in your hands?
And
then just snuffing one of them out?
Oh God.
Neither of us would have held anything against you.
I mean.
No, it wasn't even that.
There's also an audience.
It wasn't even that.
Oh, they do.
It was just like, you know, you get in the moment and you're like, oh, my people, my Laudna, my Orum. I think that having to do that has affected Fern in a very big way. And...
In a positive way or in a, now I'm just going to steal more shit sort of way?
Or a protective way?
I think in a protective way.
Ooh.
I think with Fern, there's a lot of human experience that she's starting to sort of experience for the first time after leaving the Feywild.
Yeah.
So, the Fey Realm. So, I think it's a lot of complicated feelings that she's not used to that are like, oh, this makes me my stomach really anxious and I don't know why. So, I don't think she liked that at all. I didn't like that at all. That was awful. How is she feeling about the coin flip now even after she's spoken about that? I don't think she's feeling any better about it, but I don't know if that's just me. Anyway,
lines,
she's still dealing with it. Fern is still dealing with it. That's all I'll say.
Mm.
Okay.
Woodman?
Oh, yep. Sorry, I know
more
I know
over
the
here.
Way a clock works. That's no, this happens. How is Chitney doing now that the beast within has been tamed a bit further? Does he notice a difference, or is it too early to tell? It's too early! Too early to tell! I don't believe Mercer for a sneaky fucking second. plus, the next time Ruinous flashes, I think he said that I know italicized Chitney Unleashed won't be there. Damn it. Maybe he'll let me roll like a D100 or something. But if I wolf out every time it flashes, it's going to get real interesting quick.
What happens when we do land on the moon? Are you going to just lose it?
Constant.
Is everyone going to lose it? Is Imogen going to lose it? Like, that could be problematic.
Are we going to go to the moon, you guys?
We have to go to the moon.
We have to go to the moon.
What if Apollo. We don't?
Gemini.
But also...
What if it comes to us?
Hi! Moonfall. No, but also, go away!
We haven't really discussed Imogen's fire creature that was standing behind her. That weird...
Phoenix thing?
Like alien-looking
alien.
Thing.
Alien, yeah. Yep.
That doesn't look like anything I think any of us have ever seen.
No. Again, another little touch, little flavor of alien life.
That's a... And it was like oblong?
Oblong skull, yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
So
this is exciting.
Yeah.
What a year this is going to be.
Travis, I don't think there's anyone in this room that really, any of the players that want Chitney to get tamer. We want you to wild out.
Yeah.
We do.
Wild out.
I don't think that we're in any danger of that happening. Yeah.
Because I'd love to do one more round if we can, maybe a little speed round, but just to mix it up.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Can you pick for
me?
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Okay.
What does FCG think of this shithead albatross possibly hunting him for no real reason, as Shithead said during their conversation? We already answered that. Give me this.
Did we?
Did we not answer that?
Yeah, we kind of did. Yeah, we did. No, do another one.
Your cup is too small.
Your hands are too big.
Enormous. What did FCG think of the speak with dead ritual that they witnessed with Esteros? How do they feel about such clerical practices?
It's fun. It's odd because I am technically a cleric, but I don't have a religion. And I don't seem to know any of the cleric stuff. Like, speaking, like dead stuff, turning undead stuff. Like, that's all stuff that's all kind of new to me. And speaking with a dead body is something that I don't think my character has ever experienced before. And is super creepy, and also kind of gets into like soul stuff. Like, I think my character has had an idea about what a soul is, what a spirit is, and what that means, what it means to be alive. But if you could just talk to someone after they're dead, what does that mean? What are we? What are we inside?
What do I believe?
Stuff. This is the thing that's plaguing me as a human being named Sam Riegel, but also as a character yep. named FCG. What do I believe? I don't actually know yet. And it's going to be fun to figure it out on this year's Critical Role. All right.
Our souls just farts trapped within the body, waiting to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay. With Orym's high history, what does he think of their options in regards high to history. Visiting the Fey Realm versus the Shadowfell? You want to answer this one or do another
That's super
one?
Easy to answer because I'm going to say that Orym does have high history, but just the way Sam chooses when he will pay attention to the rules or not.
I would say
that Orym knows nothing about other realms. I personally think like all his history, I'm gonna not chime in unless it's like real world historical stuff in Exandria, because that makes sense. Because he's in the room where it happens a lot, overhearing shit, and maybe people lent him books in Zephyr.
By the way, for the record, I don't just willy-nilly choose which rules to follow or not. I just don't follow the stupid ones.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's like great.
Luck. Like luck.
Luck's a stupid rule.
Okay. They're just dice rolls.
Ashley, you're next.
Okay.
No,
oh,
no, you
no,
read
yeah,
it to
you
her.
Read it, you read it, you read it.
In okay. a sultry voice.
Fern seems to be enjoying her new role as Professor Calloway. teacher of fire.
Oh, yeah, we got to keep that going.
What was it about teaching Lana that spoke to her so much? Ah.
Oh, boy. I think one of the things that made her feel very special was that Lana had asked her to teach her something, to sort of pass something on to her. Mm. I think it's just fun. I think there's definitely a little bit of a fascination that Fern has with everybody's little things that they have and sort of what makes people tick and why they are able to do those things. And I think she just had a blast with that.
A blast.
A blast, you know?
Love it.
All right, one more from you.
Last
my hand, my tiny
wait,
hand.
Wait, I didn't get you to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't either. Yeah, you did.
Wait, you didn't do one?
You got his. It's fine. You can
oh,
do
wait,
another.
Were you
no,
supposed
do
to
another
do?
One. It's fine. I'll just sit
you
here
both
like,
read the question
like a,
at the same time.
Like a loaf, just doing nothing.
Just read at the same time. How did Chetney feel to have his original howl go unanswered by the Gorgonae and need to rely on the howls of his friends to get their attention?
What, did you just roll bad?
Yeah, just shitty
yeah.
roll.
I forgot about
shitty,
that.
Shitty roll.
That, it,
that's
it,
emasculating.
It yeah.
There's a pill for that. You laugh, but when you get it to my age, you start popping.
I liked this. I liked the metaphor behind it. Alone, not enough, but together.
Sure.
We bring the other animals to the party.
Uh-huh. But also, in failure, you failed.
Yep.
Maybe that means later on you could try again and succeed.
To call the Gorgine?
Just to do a proper howl.
The howl was fine. It just wasn't very supported by the... I'll work on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's room for improvement.
Because Ashley didn't let me read one of those, I'm going to go pull
oh,
one
wow.
of these. And we'll do one more Tower of Inquiry. 43, Danny. Can you do us a 43?
Here, do you want to read the
Professor Calloway could always
do you want to read something?
How to do like a full howl.
What would your character's smash ultimate main be? From
Lily Marie
Diaz.
On Tumblr.
Smash Brothers.
You know what smash main means, right?
I don't know what any of those words are. Is smash a fighting game?
I don't know what that means either.
And a main is the
Smash
character
Bros.
That you would
yeah.
pick.
Smash Bros.
Super
okay.
Smash Bros.
Uh-huh. So all the Nintendo faves.
So like Yoshi.
Battle Royale.
I bet there's Yoshi's probably in that game.
And
sure.
And Mario and Princess.
Orin would choose. Orin would choose Link.
Oh, that's
nice.
No-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
I would, Chetney would choose Princess Peach.
I gotta look up what the options are.
Yeah, I gotta look up what the options are. Oh, I feel like Fern would pick Bowser.
Why are you looking at me? I don't play
is that
Smash.
That's
correct,
something that
Danny?
you can play,
play
as Bowser,
Smash.
Right?
I can Google it.
Guys, if you couldn't tell, we don't play a lot of Smash, Super Smash Bros.
I do, and that's why I would choose.
First one you see.
Lucario? What is Lucario?
Wait, let me see.
What is Lucario?
I feel like letters.
Oh, it's like a fox thing.
What about
Kirby?
Can someone
help us out with the pronunciation of?
I think Kirby makes sense.
Kirby?
For letters, yeah.
Kirby is good for letters.
Thing. There's got to be a robot thing.
Lucari? No.
Is Mega Man in
oh,
Smash Bros?
Boy.
I'm going to look up robots. Smash Bros main. Hold on, guys.
Be Samus.
I know this
Zero
is a real
Samus.
Show, but I don't.
That's from Metroid, right?
R-O-B. Yeah. Rob. I could be Rob. R-O-B.
Rob?
I think that was the old...
The toy from the 80s.
The toy from the early Nintendo that, like, puts
looked,
the...
Looked fun, but was not fun to play with.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Thank you, Lily Marie Diaz.
We're sorry.
Remember, if you have a tenaciously
Whoa.
Tantalizing question for
Sabotage.
Our Tower of Inquiry, you can enter it at critroll.com/tower. We're going to go to break, guys. And then we're going to play some Quiplash 3. But before we do that, because I'm the host, I asked everybody here if we could play a little special mini game. In the spirit of the new year, one of my personal resolutions was to finally learn the name of our beloved crew and staff.
Oh.
Yeah. So we played a little game show that we like to call Sam Riegel, Name That Crew Member. Danny, Let's do this.
Hello, and welcome to Sam Riegel Name That Crew Member. Today, we have three members of the Critical Role production crew.
Okay.
And we're gonna see if Sam Riegel knows their names.
Okay.
Sam Riegel, you've been given a dossier full of the names and faces of every member on the production crew.
Mm-hmm.
You've also worked closely with every single one of these crew members for multiple years.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you feeling confident?
No, Danny.
All right, let's bring out our first crew member. Aha, our first crew member has been an editor at Critical Role for over 4 years. And you both talked about Donkey Kong for 25 minutes at the holiday party 3 days ago. Sam Riegel, name that crew member.
Hey, buddy. I know we talked the other day, and it was a great conversation. I want to say Dave. I want to say Dave, or something with a D.
Ooh, incorrect. Crew member, what is your name?
It's Max Shapiro, Sam.
I should have known that, yeah.
Sorry, Max Shapiro. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Let's bring out our next crew member. This crew member has been with the company for 3 years exactly as of Monday. He produces on Critical Role and Foresighted Dive, and a year and a half ago, he burned his crotch while helping you do an ad read bit. Sam Riegel, name that crew member.
This is an easy one. Eric E. Money, my main man.
Ooh, not correct. Kay. Crew member, what is your name?
It's Kyle, Sam.
I
burned my crotch for you.
I don't even remember that happening legitimately.
Well, let's bring out our last crew member. You know what, Sam? I really believe in you on this one. Our last crew member is the creative director of Critical Role. You co-founded a company with her, and you've been playing D&D with her for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Riegel, name that crew member.
I feel like I should know this one. It's tip of my tongue. I know that you're one of the two women on the show. And, right, two women? Maybe there's only one.
It's three. It's definitely three.
Oh, shit. Okay. That makes it way harder.
Yes. Three whole options.
You're not Ashley because Ashley's here on the show. I think that's Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with it's a trick question. She doesn't work here.
Are you serious right now? Are you fucking with me?
Okay, all right, this is done. No, this is done. No, the bit's over. I thought this was gonna be cute. It's done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Marisha. I'm sorry.
You were at my wedding. I don't...
He tried, buddy. He tried.
Fuck.
I thought this would help.
It's done!
I'm not a good person.
That's it for the podcast version of this episode of Foresighted Dive. In the video version, we wrap up each episode by playing some games, which don't always translate well to an audio-only format. Honestly, it's mostly yelling, truly. So be sure to check out the rest of the episode via the VOD for the full chaos. If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the campaign, be sure to drop us a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform you're using. Your thoughts may just encourage a new critter to take the plunge. Foresighted Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/criticalrole and youtube.com/criticalrole, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. We'll see you again next month. Bye-bye.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.